KHKX, KA3JCA.
WWWZ Mobile.
Things have kind of slowed down a little bit, so I'm just doing some emails and be able to turn the radio on for a few minutes.
That's fantastic.
Things work out with your job. Did you have to work a third shift last night, or did you work a day shift? I know last time I talked to you, you were like, I don't even know what job code I'm getting today.
Off a day shift, and I'm happy for it, too. Third shift, I don't think that I can do that. That's rough on my body.
It just throws you totally out of balance. Your sleep-wake schedule, when you eat, and I mean just everything. So, glad to hear you're back on day.
Thank you very much. Well, have you figured out what you're going to do with Doc Shelby?
I haven't heard from Melvin, so I'm guessing you two are probably going to ride up there, and me and my buddy Wes are going to ride up there, and then we can try to meet up. I've heard it's a big show, so I don't think we're going to accidentally run into each other. So maybe we come up with a simplex frequency, and once we get there, that way we can either text message or get on that one simplex frequency and go hang out, look at stuff, maybe get some lunch later on, too.
I wish I could get the analog, at least the simplex frequency programmed into my anytone. So that way I could, yeah, I'd love to get a simplex programmed into my anytone analog, at least. You don't know anything about how to do it, program the analog VHF simplex, do you?
Depends on what radio you're using. Most of the programming softwares are the same if you're going that route. But as far as just doing the programming directly on the phone, on the radio, you might just have to scroll through some menus and look and see if you can make sense of it. Or go online and see if you can find I don't know if it came with a physical manual, or if you can go online and find the electronic version of the manual.
Oh, I got the Anytone 878UV2+. Give me just a second. KA3JCA, if you're listening. All right, hang on. Hey, KA3JCA, if you are listening, when I get to the house, I need you to help me program at least a one VHF simplex frequency, maybe 146520, or maybe the national simplex.
I'll look it up online to read the manual, and if I figure it out on paper, I can email it to you. But I might have to do a bit of reading first.
Shoot. There's nobody else listening right now.
Richard's probably taking a break or something. But we can try him again another hour or so. He's on quite a bit. The radio is his link to the world. So you just gotta keep trying and catch him. Try every hour or two.
I appreciate you looking into that. I'll try and look into it as well. I'll actually ask on the Bridgecom page if I can figure out, see if they can help me figure out how to manually program simplex. I'm gonna run into Stanchfield real quick and get me a cold drink, and then I'll be right back.
O4ZEW monitoring.
O4WWZ. Are you around Chandler, KA3JCA?
ZEW, this is Ben, as in Benjamin. I was just talking to Chandler, and he is like stepped inside the gas station or something to go get a cold something to drink. So he should be back on here in just a few minutes.
I had actually laid down there, Ben, and I was had laid down, but I was like not quite asleep yet when I kind of heard him.
I told him that you're usually monitoring, but you know you have your down periods during the day, so. I know, hit you up. Don't hit you up too often.
Yeah. Well, today has been a busy day. I updated all three of the radios with a new user contact list. My wife's handheld, my handheld, and my mobile base. And then I opened them up so that I can have 220 on them now. And then I also installed... all of my radios have APRS and GPS transmit and receive. So now I have all my GPS and APRS up and running. Like my wife's is 7, my handheld is 9, and my base is a 15 for SSID. So that's been done. Then I've also, the guy I've been helping in Michigan, I just got his replacement SD cards, and I had to flash those with the Raspberry Pi image.
Sounds really cool. I'm trying to figure out APRS. I figured out a little bit about email and messaging over it. But my main thing is I want to use it kind of like ARTS, where if there's somebody nearby, it'll alert me, and then, you know, I can be like, oh, you're close by, I can talk to you. And that's the use I want out of it. But my APRS radio is here on the bench. This is Kenwood. So I can't drive around and try to figure this thing out. I have to be, like, sitting at a desk, focused. I can't be, like, looking at the road and trying to figure out a radio. So that's one thing I'm working on.
Hey, Chandler, are you back now?
Yes, sir, I am. 4WWZ, I'm back in moving.
Second KA3JCA.
4ZEW, I'm reading through the manual right now on the computer, and it's across the room from me right now. So if, I think Richard's going to be able to figure that out, because I know you got... But anytime when you ordered it, you got it preloaded and pre-configured, which is awesome. But yeah, he'll probably know how to program analog frequencies into the memory banks. You might want to have like a memory bank that's just analog, and then you've got your other memory banks for different things, different talk groups and stuff.
I'm back.
Hey, Richard. I got a full battery on my Anytone right now. I'm turning the FM radios off, and maybe we can work through this right here.
Well, this is all you have to do, Chandler. Push the P1 button. It should put you in the VFO mode. Once that's done, just put 14652 and hit the pound key.
P1. Let me see that one more time.
Just push the P1 button, it should take you to the VFO mode, and then it might have a UHF frequency in there, or it might have VHF, it doesn't matter. Just punch in 14652, and then hit the pound key.
From the, if you got the manual handy, or if you got the manual at home, it's on page 13.
Pressing the P1, it's saying already in prior zone.
Just momentarily hit it, or are you holding it down for 2 seconds?
I'm holding it down for 2 seconds, and I'll go to press in 146, but it won't let me press in the entire frequency.
What shows up on the VFO?
So I hold it down, and I'll press 1-4, and then it'll just go back to Sky Parrot. So it's still in digital mode T2, channel 13.
Pressing the button in and trying to program the radio, are you? You have to get to the VFO mode first. If you hold the P1 down, does it take you to the VFO mode? And if so, let go of the button.
Yeah, it's not taking me to CSO, but I think I can get into CSO mode with the menu.
Well, try the P2 key. Try the P2 key. The keys were programmed from the factory, so I'm not sure if they changed it when you got yours and put a different sequence in there.
So I'm in VFO, I press T2, it's got VFO A, 446.125, I typed in 146.5200, and it went back to 446.125.
Listen to what I said. I said hit 14652, then hit the pound key.
Yes, I'm sorry, Richard. Hang on, I'll do it right now.
Radios are very, very touchy because the Anytone adds an extra zero on there.
Alright, so I got it in now. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to type in 146610 and see if I can talk to you on this radio. So hold on just a minute.
Okay. Well, how are you going to program the offset, Chandler?
I don't know how to do that.
Exactly. So, hey, do me a favor. What are you doing right now?
Saying, I'm just sitting in the Sphinx parking lot playing with my radio.
Well, if you want to come on over here for a few minutes, we can try to program your radio, put a code plug in it that has the radios and the channels that you want.
Great. Yeah, go ahead and text me your address. I'll fill up the car and I'll head that way.
When you get here, I am going to ask you to wear a mask just because the fact that I know you work outside with other people. With my help, I have to be very, very, very careful. Time. Excuse me, I need you to hit your menu button and go to settings.
Connect settings. I'll click settings, but where do you want me to go after I get into the settings?
Go to number 3, device info. And then use the big round circle between your P1 and P2 and go down, and I need you to tell me what version of firmware you have.
Firmware version 2.05. I say again, firmware version is 2.05. QSL.
Well, I just want to make sure I have the correct CPS software loaded for your radio when you get here, because like Ken has 202. So, alrighty. I'll see you when you get here. I'll text you the address, and I'll turn it back over to Ben. Sorry to keep you out of there, sir. KA3JC8.
Problem. Had a couple emails come in, so I was just addressing those.
Ben, I am so excited.
I was looking up that Anytone 878, and I'm reading through it, and I'm going, man, this is a really amazing little handheld here. I was real surprised. I'm not sure if I can hit Caesar's Head from here, from where I live with it, but that would definitely be a selling point for me.
578, the mobile one.
Eventually, I want to have all of them. By the way, I just got my GMRS call sign. Would you like to know what it is?
Give me 5 seconds to grab a pen.
GMRS is Whiskey Romeo Uniform India 555. WRUI 555.
Cool. Okay. I haven't looked into GMRS yet, but there's so much to learn and study about. That's on the list.
All right, Roger that. KO4WWC for ID is KA3JCA and KO4ZEW. And Richard texted me and he told me the third party traffic, he would like for me to give you his GMIS call sign. Are you prepared to copy?
Go ahead.
Richard's GMS call sign is Whiskey Roanut Whiskey. Let me do that again. Whiskey Romeo Uniform Hotel. 380 Whiskey Romeo Uniform Hotel. 380 WRUH 380 QSL.
Both of those.
Well, let me pull my car over to a pump, put some gas in there. I'll be back then to talk to you. I'm going to put his address in my GPS, and I'll start heading that way.
I'm going to jump onto this, back to work here. So, yeah, good talking to you guys. Good luck with the radio, and I will certainly be in touch soon. ZEW, I'll be clear and monitoring.
CTD, KO4WWC. Good evening, sir.
Hey, it's like Friday traffic out here. What's up with that?
In traffic? Hey, look, I'm off the road. I ain't the one holding the stop slow paddle anymore. Don't yell at me.
I'm eating Hampton all day today, and it's packed with cops, and there's everybody, it's like they think there's some kind of holiday that's already started. I don't understand it.
Wait, Hampton, have you driven Reed School Road?
Not today.
To me, then.
Reed School Road and Wade Hampton, and there's a state trooper just, you know, puffing along down beside me.
Be careful and do everything right. I'm going to jump out here and put some gas in the car. I'll be right back.
Look, I take KJ4, CCD Mobile.
204 WWZ, back in Mobile.
KJ4, CCD Mobile, how much do you pay for gas?
$28.
A gallon.
Call us to a gallon. A little too much, if I may say.
Let's get an argument from me. I filled up yesterday, and I'm going to be filling up again tomorrow. Too many miles. I drive a pickup truck, but I've been doing a lot of commuting. This morning I was in Bowling Springs, and yesterday I was in Clemson, and I think I've been to Clemson at least twice this week.
I've been doing a lot of commuting. I guess you have to do that for work. Yeah, I'm right there with you, so I don't necessarily have to drive around to multiple locations today, but there's times that my job will send me to Spartanburg, and, you know, I just filled up my tank. I'm already at a corner of the tank, the gas down, and then, you know, it don't take the 2 or 3 days driving back and forth to Spartanburg. I get down to half a tank. I can't even make it a week.
Side of my job, I normally work from the house, except for when I have to be on site, and my site is Donaldson. But I'm doing some property work, and that requires me to go to Clemson to drop off stuff for all the subcontractors.
That's
good. I only fill up about once a week, but still, you know, 20-some-odd gallons is a lot of cash.
You just passed me. Oops, hang on, I got somebody. Yes, I'm wanting to get over. Yeah, I'm on Lake Hampton, so you already passed the corner of Reed School Road at the Sphinx. I didn't see a state trooper sitting there.
They were along with me. They were matching speed, and so were the county mounties.
I hear you. Just like Buford T. Justice. Buford T. Justice. Nobody, I mean nobody, is going to break the law in my county.
I remember the sheriff.
WWC for ID for KO4CTD.
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. And I'm up by Little Rebel, and I see yet another state trooper. Oh my gosh.
They're out everywhere today.
I thought that holiday started today. I still got to work tomorrow. My wife still has to work tomorrow. Everybody I know still has to work tomorrow.
We're starting on Friday. That's when people start to get drunk and act stupid everywhere. So I see they have a good reason for being out.
The map tonight, because I need to find a different way to get to Charleston than taking 26, because 26 is going to be a nightmare tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it.
I don't think there is any other way to get to 26. Get there but 26.
Great things, they're called U.S. highways, and but I don't know, once you get around Columbia, if that's possible, I think you may have to. I don't want to go through Malfunction Junction, but I may be going through there close to rush hour, and that just says no to me right there. KO4 HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. KO4 WWZ. You also have KJ4 CTD. And I believe you might also have KA3JCA.
Ben, you can take a little detour and go out to the Shelby Hamfest out 74 and then hit 77 and run down below Columbia and head to Charleston that way. I don't think my wife will allow me to do that. Something about money disappearing from the wallet, I don't know. Suggestion, and I was just waiting until y'all get done so I could holler at Richard. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side for now.
Message for Richard, we can wait.
KCA, KO4 HKX.
KCA.
Hey, Richard, I heard you calling me earlier, but I was with a customer, so I couldn't get back to you right then. Something I can help you with?
To see if you were free in between stops or whatever and say hi. I did want to let you know, I don't know if you can see it on your end, but I got my both handhelds in my base program for GPS/APRS. So Sally's handheld is -7, my handheld is -9, and my base station is -15.
Your call come across earlier, so I did notice that. But I don't want to interrupt these guys, and I got a few more stops to make, so I'm going to step out. Y'all be careful, and good to talk to all of you. Ben, Chandler, and Richard, have a good afternoon until I can talk to you later. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear for now.
73KA3JCA.
73KA4WWZ. Hey, Big King, stick around. I understand what you got to do.
Did the mobile for ID. Does he do something like Mac Tools or something? I'm just putzing down. I'm up here at Lake Robinson now. Almost got rid of freaking traffic.
I don't want to hear it. See, my office is on Widget Road. And when they call me to go into the office for a flagging company, and I have to get leave Widget Road at 5 o'clock, it's a daggum nightmare. Especially when people are getting on 85. It's like they don't know how to drive out there.
I don't know this road. Is that that road I go to like once every 2 years?
I don't know what Woodruff Road is at 5 o'clock, trust me. If you don't have to drive it, don't get on it.
I say that's all enough. I have a calibration lab that for some forsaken reason they decide to move out to Woodruff Road, and you know, thankfully they're close enough to Garlington. I can almost cut over. They're over at Marivan, and I'm kind of thinking I don't actually want to use them for a calibration lab for that very reason.
You said the Marivan Center?
That's affirmative.
That's where my office is located.
If I used to use, got bought out by Cross. I think it's Cross Precision Instruments or something like that. They're all the way almost to the back side of it.
Well, my office is at Charlie 23, C23, at the Marathon Center. And the company is called WD Wright of South Carolina.
You will probably never get a visit from me there because it is on Woodruff Road, and I avoid that road like the plague. If I can just cross it, that's one thing, but I try never to go onto that road. I'm up near Landrum. If I need anything that's actually on Woodruff Road, I will go to Spartanburg before I will come to Woodruff Road, if it is at all possible.
You are a smart man.
5 years ago, before they built all that stuff out there, that was a beautiful road to drive. The only thing out there was Miravan, and it was a two-lane road. No traffic lights. No traffic, no nothing. But then they started building, and they just did not plan the road very well.
From a lot of people that they believe that as many cars that travel on that road right now, that road was not designed to have that many cars on it.
The biggest problem is they put all those driveway cutouts on that road. If they had just said no driveway cutouts, you can only turn into places at traffic lights, easily 60% of the traffic problems on that road would go away.
You are probably very right about that. You know, maybe we as citizens of this great state of South Carolina should write to the SCDOT and tell them that they should take out the driveways and, you know, only make entrances to businesses at red lights.
Magic five-letter acronym. They don't care.
Well, that's just not right.
It's back in the 60s or 70s, the state took over almost all of the roads in the state. Under the guise that, hey, you know, you have certain counties, they don't have any population, they can't maintain the roads they got, so we're just going to take over all the roads. And if you ever actually look, there aren't actually that many county roads, and there are not that many city roads because they're all state roads. And that has actually made it nearly impossible to get any of these road projects actually done.
I wonder what they were thinking when they made that decision.
And, you know, you have some counties like Darlington and places like that, you know, didn't have a large population at the time. And they had a lot of county roads that they just couldn't maintain. And so they were like, well, we'll just maintain it at the state level and we'll spread the gas money around everywhere. And in reality, Darlington and places like that still don't have any pull to get the roads fixed. And now they have so many roads that they've built and the developers have given to the state that, you know, like the road I'm riding on right now, which is Fuse Bridge, it really just needs to be resurfaced, and to be honest, it needs shoulders.
That is true. Richard, I'm stuck in a red light, so it's going to be about 18, 19 minutes before I can even start heading your way. I'm heading your way now. I'm just stuck in a red light with a turn signal.
Provide you a turn lane, right? I never understood that. Turn lane, no turn signal. What's up with that? KJ4, CTD Mobile.
WWZ Mobile. Turn signal. It's just the red light's taking forever to turn green.
Or just for you. What is it? I think all lights are supposed to change every 2 minutes or something like that.
Definitely tell you that there are red lights all around this state that do not do that.
that traffic light on 101 at, what is that road? I think it's Milford Church. Don't quote me on that. It's that weird three-way traffic light.
I know what you're talking about in reference to 101, because 101 comes off of 29 in Wade Hampton, but... I don't think I recognize that three-way light, Missy.
Coming north on 101 from Wade Hampton, you have Rutherford Road, and then the next traffic light is right next to that brake shop and the gas station. It's a split-phase traffic light because they didn't have enough room to put in a turn light. And that thing, coming on to Milford Church, I think it's Milford Church, and that one should be an on-demand. They should let 101 run a whole lot more because there's more traffic on 101 than any traffic coming off of Milford Church onto 101. And it's not. They're like all timed exactly alike.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Because at 5 o'clock, northbound gets backed up all the way from there all the way to the Wee Willis. And that's, you know, that's like a mile and a half of traffic.
It's ridiculous.
Talking about rates and traffic, I'll just go on and on and on for forever and ever. I got a lot of miles under my belt.
Oh, no, I understand. Trust me. I got about 2 to 3 years driving experience, and it's rough on people like me, too.
10.8 million miles now since I got my license.
Really good. I hope you haven't had too many accidents.
I've only had one bad accident, and maybe six or so total fender bender type accidents. And also, knock on wood, I haven't gotten a lot of speeding tickets lately, at least in the, I don't think I've had any in the last 10 years. For that many, but you know, when you add them all up, all those speeding tickets, when you figure out divided by the number of miles, it's actually very low.
Good, you know. I haven't got a speeding ticket yet, so I'm trying to keep that, you know, that right there. But I have gotten a warning one time. I accidentally did not yield to a police officer. Well, you know how that went.
I've learned that, you know, I drive so much better when I'm not frustrated, you know, with traffic fiddling around 5, 10, 15 miles under the speed limit, or the crazies are out, and to be honest, the best solution to that is not to drive the interstate whenever possible.
That is true, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but whenever I watch the news, every time I watch the news, there's a wreck on 85 somewhere.
Now, there are occasions when I actually have to go to Lake Donaldson and be there at, you know, 8 o'clock or whatever. I will not drive the interstate that way because without fail, literally without fail, there will be an accident on 85 during rush hour in the morning, and I just won't do it. Luckily, I can go across the county on like 414 and then straight down on 25 almost all the way to Donaldson. And a lot of stuff. Those people that are on 25, they don't drive like the lunatics on 85.
It's amazing how different traffic can be on different roads. When I first started getting into working, I was going to Folk Rehab in Seneca, and I was in Eastman, so I would take Highway 123 all the way up until you turn left on the Welch Highway. Through Clinton. Don't forget, you gotta drive through Clinton to get to Seneca. And in Clinton, oh my God, it gets so backed up in Clinton. You can't even move for 5 minutes.
Driving up and doing the Clemson, that by far the worst intersection, I can't figure out why it is so freaking bad, is 123 at College Ave. And I've gotten, since I'm already on the north end of Greenville County, I just take 11 all the way across, and then come south on, I think it's like 133, 137, one of those roads. It's 36 mile. And, you know, I can completely avoid all of that traffic. Speaking of traffic and not having to deal with it, I am almost to my favorite parking spot. So I will say 73 is on your file. It's on KJ4 CTD Mobile.
Thank you for riding along with me, and thank you for the UFO. I'll go ahead and say 73 to you, sir. It was a pleasure to talk with you. This is it, KO4WWC, KJ4CTD. And I will be mobile, monitoring, and listening to any station that would like to have UFO. KCA, KO4WWC. KO4WWC, listening. KO4WWZ.
Today?
Sure.
You on your way home, then?
You should say that.
Today?
I'm on Reed School Road, just off of Wave Hampton.
Today?
Traveling Reed School Road?
Cool, but I'm right there in that area.
If you said something earlier, I would have come see you. Oh, well. I guess I'll get to meet you at Pam's Fest.
Well, try to catch up with you.
After that, and just to let you know, I believe I'm going to set up on a simplex frequency.
Quarter mile, turn left
onto the other road. To keep in contact, so that way if, we wanted to meet up with each other, and we could just contact each other on the simplex, and we could make it happen that way.
Roger that.
I think I'm going to use 14652 just to let you know.
Quite a few people on that simplex channel.
Probably.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto East Butler Road.
If that's the case, we could find another one. I don't know how many simplex frequencies there are, but there has to be a few.
Well, I'm just 146520 is the national calling frequency, so try to keep that one open to everybody.
Again, Captain.
I'm pretty good. Nice, beautiful day today.
It's been a hot one.
A little warm this week, that's for sure.
Well, at least our day started out using the shade for most of the morning. For a second, KA3JCA, this is KO4WWC. I'm receiving your text, but it's going to be better if you talk to me on here, because I can't pick up the phone and read a text while I'm driving. Yeah, ETA, 4 minutes.
4. Correction, KO4WWZ, KA3JCA.
Says Richard, I'm about 3 minutes out, fixing a turn left on the Tanner.
Which way are you coming to, from Woodruff Road?
I'm from Wade Hampton.
Now, okay, you're getting ready to turn on to Tanner. Did you come down 385 to Butler?
No, it actually has me turn on to, Goblin Road to get on to, 564. And now I'm turning west on the Tanner.
Probably KA3JCA.
Sorry about that, Patrick. I didn't mean to leave you out.
Four, you're good, Chandler. No problem here.
I'm on your, I see a little blue part now. I think that's right up All right, sir, because I'm going to have to go ahead and sign off on that, my destination. I'll get back with you. Maybe I'll hear you on the radio around that, and I'll talk to you there.
Chandler, 7-3 is Richard. Y'all have a good visit there. KO4HKX, and I'm clear for now.
HKX, N4ZLK.
HKX, good afternoon, Shane.
I have not heard you on here all day. Of course, when I was eating lunch, it was a possibility that you were on, but other than that, I never heard you.
Busy today, now, so I've been listening, just can't get back to everybody.
I helped you get a good sale last night, since you were later getting to your destination, your last stop. If I hadn't stopped you, you would have maybe missed all of that. That's right? I get a little commission off of that?
Sure. I'll buy you dinner next time we meet up.
Help, you just let me know. And that one's on me.
I don't know. I was actually, that put me back on schedule, so it worked out great. No problems at all. Like I said, I was running way early yesterday.
It was good to see you again and have lunch. We'll have to make that a, well, I don't know. I told you things may change here starting the month after this month, so it might be a little bit more difficult to do that.
To eat for a late dinner that night as you're going into work.
Anyway, I'm glad you, I hope you had a good day.
Slow, but overall it's been a good day.
Good activity on the repeater, so it wasn't slow, so I've had my fill of listening to people.
Getting pretty busy today, which is a good thing, I guess. Means people are using it.
Came out wrong. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I said I had my fill of listening to people. I had plenty to listen to. How about that?
What you meant. We talked about that yesterday, so I knew what you meant.
Well, I stayed over last night. My wife and youngest daughter and daughter-in-law went on a road trip. They got back late last night, so they all stayed over. So I didn't get on the radio when I got up this morning.
I can hear you on there, and Richard called out for you, so and there was no response, so I figured you were still in the bed for some reason.
I did get up, but I had an HT, but I didn't turn it on. I don't know why. I didn't think about that. I had that out of the room, but I wasn't able to go back in my radio room, which is, it doubles as a spare bedroom, the third bedroom. So it was being occupied. I figured I better not go in there.
Good plan.
Or a brighter note, I got to see my granddaughter last night and she was still asleep this morning when I left last night. And they said she did really well. It was a long drive, but the whole time they were gone, she just was just the sweetest and cutest little baby ever, of course.
Her grandpa, but I've got a phone call, so I'm going to have to catch it right quick. 7-3, Shane, KO4HKX, clear.
I was at LK Mobile.
KN4 TFW Mobile. About halfway home, so that ain't bad.
Did you get off earlier? Is this normal? I don't really pay attention to the time.
I get off at 4. It takes me probably till about 4:50 to get home here in Greer. Just the way in traffic is just terrible.
Given anywhere around Greenville now, it's just terrible. I'm on 25 down below Donaldson Center, coming back up, and it's just terrible down here as well.
When I worked at the other place down there in Piedmont.
Over there dropping a trailer at Carolina Handling. Got to go back and make it my last pickup. I'll swing back by there. They're loading it while I leave it there. Kind of works out pretty good. I used to just swing by and live load, but had some minutes to spare, so I just dropped it and was able to do something else.
Worked out that way. I know we got a bunch going out tomorrow. I never shipped by UPS. I know we ship sometimes by FedEx, but a lot of times I think it's the customer set up the loads.
Things besides chemicals?
Now it's chemicals. It's either drums or totes or tankers.
Yeah, we would do it. We don't carry large quantities of chemicals. We're just small package, limited quantities. And of course, UPS Freight is now T-Force, so yeah, there'd be no reason for us to go by there.
But I mean, we get all kinds of truck lines that come in there. That's for sure. Dropping off anyway.
UPS small package delivery there. Just about everybody, every business does at some point.
By every day, and so does the FedEx Ground comes by every day, and FedEx Express usually is at least three times a week. FedEx guy, he's got a funky schedule. He's off on like Sundays and Mondays, and Mondays the substitutes usually get there too late, the gate's already closed, or the customer next to us is so close his GPS tells him he's there and it lets him drop it off.
Service is going down a little bit, and it's happening in our company too, I hate to say it.
And anybody that cares. I know Arnell dropped off a pallet the other day, and the driver, he was also getting loaded, and I was pulling the packing slips like, hey, this one ain't ours. There was two boxes on the pallet stretch wrapped together. One was ours, and the other one was supposed to be in Indiana.
And the shipper's fault there. They just shrink wrapped it, because those kind of companies, they don't break anything down.
They hit on it.
I can still see him saying, oh, well, it's on a pallet. It's going to one place.
our FedEx guy, they last about 3 or 4 months, and then we get a new one.
Their business is a whole lot different. You know, they contract the drivers, and they actually kicked a bunch of them out that had been there for years because they said they couldn't just have one route anymore. They had to own multiple routes, which put it out of reach for some of them. Some of them had been, you know, they'd owned their one route for several 10, 15 years. And FedEx redid the contract and said, you can't just own one anymore. And that, it kind of screwed everything up for some of them.
FedEx fees and that, they're always having issues there. It's their distribution and how they get loaded and everything. It's just ridiculous.
Been issues with, and it happens in the bigger ones more, but yeah, I've even noticed around Greenville where the police are having to come by more and more and take people out, take them away in handcuffs. That never used to happen at all.
And I noticed that the little stickers that say, you know, fragile or liquid or this way up and everything, those don't mean anything.
Saw the number of packages that went through our little building, you would probably understand why. Now, Spartanburg's a lot bigger, but the fastest they run those sorts, you almost don't have time to even notice the stickers. You're trying to focus on the address label.
I got one that was a hazardous chemical, you know, skull and crossbones all over it, and then the box was so tore up, and they had caution tape all over it, and this tape all over it, and that I couldn't imagine the box getting any more tore up.
I will almost guarantee you that didn't come through UPS, because we are not supposed to carry anything with skull and crossbones on it.
Force comes in, they bring me, usually about once a week or a couple times a month anyway, a box of chloroform. It's the only little box he has on the whole back of the trailer.
Things that are hazardous are prohibited from our system. That's one of them. Explosives. Some other kinds of poisons. But anyway, Ken, good to hear you. I got to make the stick up. I'm going to back into the dock, so I'll be out for a little bit. If I don't talk to you, have a good evening. KN4TFW, N4ZLK.
Sorry, I'm almost home now anyway. So you have a good one. Good to talk to you, and I'll catch you later. Drive careful. KN4TFW.